There are issues specific to the North West and to Donegal that must be addressed. Due to the lack of investment, our people are more reliant on commercial bus operators to travel. Yet 20% fare reduction that came into effect in April does not apply to commercial operators, an oversight that is clearly unfair. Sinn Féin have been calling on the government to extend this fare reduction to commercial operators to ensure that citizens in Donegal equally benefit. When it comes to students, we see the government has introduced a 50% discount to young adult and student LEAP holders. But for young people in Donegal who study or indeed who work in Derry or in Belfast, who go to Queen's or Coleraine or Jordanstown or McGee or elsewhere in the north, this discount doesn't apply to them. They are being discriminated against by this government. The government will tell us that the cross-border trips can't be included. Yet, you know, a senior citizen leaving to go to Belfast is able to avail of the free travel pass. The government need to get their act together. This can be resolved by extending this scheme to commercial operators that provide routes to destinations in the north, and it should be done as soon as possible. Finally, just in the last couple of seconds, I want to, one of the first comments when I got elected here to the Shannon many years ago was, did you get the train up? By a fellow deputy at the time, and I told him that the last time the train rolled out of Donegal was in the early 60s, and that needs to be addressed, and it definitely needs to be addressed in light of the climate emergency. The new All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review that's currently underway has to have the North West at its centre. Extending access to rail services in Donegal is crucial to empower communities and to unlock the potential for the people of the North West.